We've Got This Figured Out by Lotz. A hockey RPF story. Read by Momotastic. The Day Off.
I can't believe we're doing this, Mitch says, and Austin smirks.
I can, he replies, because he's an asshole.
Fuck off, Mitch says. I can't believe I agreed to marry you.
But you did, Austin says. You're kind of stuck with me.
Not yet, Mitch says. Technically, I could still get out of this.
The officiant says. You're being rude,
Austin says, and Mitch elbows him. It's a few quick words from there. Two months after.
You did what? Marty says. What the actual fuck?
Yep, Mitch says. I beat you to the altar.
You're 20. What the fuck? When did this happen?
June? Mitch offers, and Marty kind of gapes at him.
You've been married since June? Jesus fucking Christ.
It was the NHL Awards, Mitch fills in.
In Vegas? Are you telling me that you got drunk married in Vegas and didn't tell anyone?
Well, there were witnesses, Mitch says. So I guess me, him, two witnesses. So you're the fifth to know? Oh, wait, our parents.
What the fuck? Is all Marty says. You. Wait. Him?
Mitch gulps a bit, but he nods.
Is. Mitchy, you're kind of blowing my mind here.
That's what he said, Mitch replies on autopilot. Anyway, I tried to push for the Elvis impersonator.
You're married, Mitch. And also gay, apparently.
Mitch just shrugs. More or less, yeah.
So, dude,
Marty says, and Mitch is worried because Marty looks genuinely hurt.
I'm sorry, I know I'm being an ass, Mitch says. It's, you know, he waves his hand to fill in the rest.
That's a lot of shit you didn't tell me, man, says Marty. Like, you don't have to tell me stuff, but I like to think we're pretty close.
No, we are, that's... I haven't told anyone else on the team, all right?
Anyone? Marty asks, and he sounds surprised. Not even, like, the guy you live with?
I mean... So, remember the question of the groom?
Marty blinks at him.
Yeah... Well, it's him.
It's Austin,
says Marty, and he's staring at Mitch, a little dumbfounded. Mitch can only nod at that.
You're married to Austin Matthews.
Yep.
You're fucking with me. This is a prank.
It's not.
Prove it.
I'm wearing... Mitch takes his chain out of his t-shirt, and there's the ring, a simple dark, shiny band that Austin had been so excited to buy for him, and it still makes Mitch blush to remember Austin's face when he'd picked them out. This is, the ring.
Holy shit,
Marty says.
I mean, are there pictures? This is all just kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, but here, look. He starts with his phone background, which is the two of them standing side by side, smiling at each other. Well, more smirking. It's not the most classic of wedding photos, but it's a nice picture regardless. They're both in suits they've worn 1,000 times before, and they're practically in silhouette compared to the light pink quickie altar, but you can see their mouths, their eyes, and they look happy, and it's Mitch's favorite picture, like, ever.
Who was there?
Marty asks. I think Dabo took that one, and Wierenski was the other witness.
Jesus. All right, let me see the rest of them. We make a really good team. Not everyone sees.
We got this crazy chemistry between us. 3 weeks before.
I'm pretty sure this isn't how you do a Vegas wedding, Austin says.
What? It's still, like, impulsive, Mitch says. We're just, you know, planning for it a bit.
You made a reservation.
Okay, it would be really awkward if we showed up and they didn't have space for us. It's a shame I can't find an Elvis impersonator, though.
I'm sure you could if you looked hard enough.
It would be funny, Mitch thinks, but as ridiculous as this whole thing is, it's also really, really serious. Maybe. Jump-starting your car, cause the city's a bore. Buying e-cigarettes at the convenience store. Making new cliches on our own little tour. 2 months, 3 days after.
So, Willie says, what's up with the two of you?
What do you mean?
Austin asks nonchalantly.
You guys have been weird. Weirder than usual.
You're weird, Mitch says, and it's not his most effective insult and a pretty weak deflection to boot.
Fair enough, Willie says.
Well,
Austin says, and he gives Mitch a look because they're here to do exactly this, but Mitch is a bit nervous.
Marty was one thing, because Mitch knows him well.
Willie's kind of a mystery, though, even if people lump him, Austin, and Mitch together more often than not.
So, we've been... Mitch starts, and then he stops, because he doesn't know how much to share right off the bat.
We're together, is what he settles on.
Oh, Willie says.
You're... for how long?
Mitch blushes, and lets Austin answer.
Since, the preseason...
Holy shit, Willie says, and he's probably reevaluating, like, everything, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, says Mitch.
We're just telling people now.
How did you keep it a secret? Willie asks, a little disbelieving.
It really wasn't that hard, Mitch says. Like, think back.
There were a couple of slip-ups where I thought someone might notice, but... hockey,
Austin says.
Willie considers that.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess. So, is that it?
Mitch and Austin exchange a glance.
Well, we sort of... Mitch starts.
So we moved in together, like, right after playoffs ended.
Right.
Wait, wow. And?
Austin says.
And,
Austin holds up his hand where he's wearing his wedding band out in the open for Willie to see... and it still takes Mitch's breath away. Willie's eyes widen before turning to Mitch expectantly, who pulls his chain out and shows him the matching ring.
Shit, Willie says. So you actually...
Yep. It's for real.
It was a June wedding, Mitch says, and he grabs Austin's hand.
Will just stares at them, bewildered.
You guys are married.
Your husbands.
Yep,
Mitch says, smiling. I have, like, so many questions.
Two weeks, 6 days before.
I'm gonna get the rings,
Austin says, matter-of-factly, and Mitch is a little offended.
We can do it together, he says.
If we go here, they'll recognize us in a second.
Okay, then we go away from Toronto for a bit. A pre-wedding road trip.
To where?
Mitch shrugs.
I don't know. Wherever. The States, even. We should do it together, right?
I mean, it's not like we're really doing traditional,
Austin says nonchalantly, but the words sting Mitch.
Fine. It's not something we should do together, then. It's something I want to do together, okay?
Rings are a big deal, Mitch says, trying to keep his voice steady. Austin seems to notice that something's off.
Right. I know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it sound like, you know.
What, like you think I'm not taking this seriously? Or that you're not taking it seriously? Or both?
Mitch feels a little panicked, and he really didn't want this to escalate into something. It's a small thing. Austin nods in understanding.
I know that's what it sounded like. I'm really sorry. That came out wrong. I just didn't want you to feel like you had to come along, okay? Of course I want you to come with me. Of course.
He's saying the word soothingly, and Mitch is feeling a lot. Terrified, for one. What the fuck? This is Austin, his boyfriend, his fucking fiancé, and they're going to get married. So, like, Mitch is freaking out a little bit. Because fuck it. He's all in on this, and he's coming to terms with just how all in he is for the first time. But on the other hand, he wants to be all in on Austin. It's a lot to let himself want this, but he's really fucking ready to marry him, and he wants to be there when they buy the fucking rings. The next day, they drive down to Buffalo, and it's like, Mitch expected the actual ring buying to be special, and it is. He just didn't expect to find Buffalo special, but he thinks it's special nonetheless. It's probably just because he's with Austin. Two months, 5 days after. They tell Brownie and Himes at the same time. Road roomies don't last after your rookie year, but still, they deserve to know for practical reasons more than anyone else. Mitch wonders if there's a Hallmark card to say, "Thank you for letting me switch rooms so I could spend time with my then secret boyfriend, who is now my husband."
"So," Austin says, and he grabs Mitch's hand. "Mitchie and I, we're together."
Himes blinks.
"Like, together?"
Mitch nods.
"Yeah, like, he's my other half, my partner, whatever, man."
"Romantic,"
Austin says, but he smiles still. He's holding Mitch's left hand with his right one, and Mitch is still wearing the ring around his neck, so they still don't see.
"I see it," says Brownie. "Like, I can't say I called it, but yeah, it makes sense."
It's the calmest reaction so far, except maybe Willie. But who the fuck knows with him?
"I mean, congrats. I mean, this is a big surprise," Himes says. "How long has this been a thing?"
"A while," Austin confesses, and he's smiling. "And there's, more."
What more is there?" Brownie asks.
Austin says, and pulls out his left hand, and Mitch, as has become the routine, shows them the ring on his chain. And Connor and Zach are speechless. Well, they're speechless for about half a second, and Himes bursts out laughing, and for a second, Mitch thinks he's going to have to convince them. But then...
"You two are ridiculous," Himes says. "Oh, fucking course. You know what? Fuck it. Congratulations, both of you," he says.
Brownie's giggling a bit, though he's not as loud by a long shot.
"Of course you two. Oh, fucking course."
"What does that mean?"
Mitch demands, but he's not offended, he doesn't think.
"It's just very, I don't know, it's like the best secret gay wedding in NHL history, probably," Brownie says.
"I'm behind this very much. I'm not trying to make fun, I swear," Himes says, still laughing as he speaks. "Now come on, bring it in. This deserves a hug."
"Fuck yeah, it does,"
Mitch says, and he gives Himes an extra hard pat on the back. A few days before. "We need witnesses," Mitch says. "Who's it gonna be? Are your parents gonna be there?"
"I guess," Austin says. I don't know if I want it to be them."
"Why?"
Austin shrugs.
"I don't know. I mean, we're gonna tell our parents anyway, right? But it would feel weird having my parents there when yours won't be."
Mitch is a bit shocked that Austin thought it before he did, and he thinks for the billionth time that he is definitely, definitely marrying the right man.
Yeah.
In the end, they each choose a friend who will already be in Vegas anyway, and it makes sense. A friend from each of their own corners of the hockey world. Plus, Davo will eventually get to chirp Stromer about being Mitch's best man, and Mitch can't wait for that. They are the only two people they tell beforehand. There are a few people who know they're, like, together. Their agents and parents, and Mitch's brother and Austin's sister. But they don't want to tell anyone that they're getting married. Mostly because Austin had proposed and Mitch had wanted to say yes, and they know that anyone born before 1995 will try to talk them out of this. But whatever. They're young and in love, and if things go to shit in 5 years, or one of them gets traded, they'll still have been young and in love, and that's what counts. Austin won't be some footnote or some what-if. Mitch is a simple guy. He likes playing hockey and being in love. Austin isn't much different. Mitch texts Davo, and they FaceTime for a bit, and Connor is ridiculously on board, which doesn't really surprise Mitch, because Connor McDavid is the sappiest person he knows. Afterwards, he asks Austin how Werenski sounded, and they've been together long enough that Mitch can pick out the nuance in Austin's quiet enthusiasm when he says he's gonna be there too. It's just... Mitch wants to do this one thing as an adult. He has the world's best family. Families, if you count his team. No doubt about it. But he wants to see what it would be like to choose people for once instead of finding them by accident. And the family they built for this haphazard wedding might be small and weird and not very close, but they're really good at hockey and really happy to be there, and that's what matters to Mitch. Two months, 6 days after. Austin takes on the responsibility of telling Mo, while Mitch tells Garetz, and the weird thing is, Austin chose this, even though Garetz is clearly the better option. Mo doesn't quite freak out, according to Austin, but he does ask about a zillion times if they know what they're doing, if they're ready for this, if they know what this means. It's probably a good thing that Austin's there to patiently reassure him the whole time. Mitch would have just snapped at him, but people don't baby Austin as much, so Mitch isn't surprised. Garetz is... shocked, to say the least. Did you two... I don't know. Did something happen? What does that even mean? Mitch says, and he's fidgeting with the ring on his necklace. He's gonna put it on his hand, one of these days, but he likes to watch it spin, likes the weight it adds to the chain, which, before, had just sat aimlessly on his collarbone, like it was waiting for something. I mean, all right, if it were possible, I would assume one of you is pregnant, but I don't think that's it, he says. You guys just, like, got married? Pretty much, Mitch says. We've been dating the entire season. You've been what? Garetz asked. The entire season? But, like, how did we not? No one noticed, all right? Don't feel too dumb about it. Mitch knows it's a shock, but he's starting to get annoyed with these responses. He can keep a secret better than most dudes. He was a gay kid in the O, for fuck's sake. Keeping that stuff locked down is practically second nature. It's not that, I just feel bad, Garetz confesses. I should've... That's a lot, man. Your rookie season. There's been a lot of stuff that's, like, a lot, Mitch says. This isn't one of those things. You guys moved in together, holy shit. You're, like, living together. Yep. That was back in April. You've been together, what, 6, 7 months? That's so soon, Mitchy. Probably. I would have tried to stop it. Garetz looks a little guilty, so Mitch relaxes and chuckles a bit. Well, it's probably a good thing we didn't tell you then. Yeah? Yeah, it's really, really good. Keep it PG-13, Mitchy. Mitch rolls his eyes. Don't worry, I won't talk to you about our incredible sex life. God, please don't. Whatever you're trying not to picture, we've probably done. Garetz groans loudly. We say jokes way too far, but sometimes living's too hard. We're like two halves of one heart. The day off, 1 hour later. Wonder what our first act as newlyweds should be, Austin says, pulling Mitch in for a kiss. They're in the hotel room, and they're still wearing their suits, which Mitch thinks is unnecessary, so he takes off his jacket. Austin does the same. Well, probably talk about the name change situation. Would hyphenating be too long on the back of a jersey? Austin barks out a laugh. Probably, he says. I think that would get too confusing for commentators. Wait, he says, and begins counting on his fingers. It's only longer than Nugent Hopkins by one letter. So it's settled then. We are the Misters Marna Matthews, Mitch says, and he's unbuttoning Austin's shirt as he does. He's also, like, deliriously happy. So many M's, Austin complains, and he's kissing Mitch's neck. How do you think I, Mr. Mitchell Marna Matthews, feel about this? He says, but he groans right after, and Austin's hands are on his hips. That's 4 M's. Austin says, and Mitch smirks, and he sees the moment Austin regrets saying it. You hit me with the 4 M's, like... Austin groans.
I want a divorce.
I wondered who was going to be the first to say it. I don't see this whole us thing working out.
Yeah, it was a nice run, though. So, honeymoon divorce sex?
Mitch laughs, and Austin gets on his knees, and like, this isn't what a Vegas wedding is usually like, probably, because Mitch doesn't give a shit about the fact that they're in Vegas. He could be anywhere else in the world, and it wouldn't matter. He's just happy to be married to this boy. After they're completely worn out and ready for bed, Mitch says, "Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't get a divorce anytime soon. Let's backtrack on that." Austin laughs.
"Trust me, babe, the last thing on my mind is divorcing you."
"Aw, sounds like you have a crush on me," Mitch teases, but Austin just snuggles up against him, smiling that small smile he always gets when he's sleepy and happy.
"Yeah, something like that."
"I really love you."
"I love you more."
Two months, 6 days after. Mo and guards get to Rima before they do, and they get a phone call later that night, while Mitch is kicking Austin's ass at COD. It's Austin who picks up the phone.
"So, Mo and guards are pulling some kind of weird prank,"
James says on speaker.
"But they keep saying shit about you guys being, I don't know, together and..."
"Married,"
Austin says.
"Yeah, I'm gonna take you off speaker and get Mitch on the line for this."
He presses the phone against his chest and says,
"Hey babe, remember how we almost didn't get a landline?"
"Yeah, yeah," Mitch says. "One sec." Mitch runs into the kitchen and grabs the phone there. As he picks up, he hears James go,
"Call him babe?"
He sounds incredulous. "Hey Rima, so you heard the big news," Mitch says.
"What is this? You two are actually fucking married?"
"That's what they told us at the altar," Mitch says, walking into the kitchen to stand beside Austin.
"I thought you were just, I don't know, living together. I didn't think you guys were actually married."
"Well, surprise? I'm gonna text you pictures."
"Pictures?"
James and Austin say at the same time. "Yeah, I have. I've been showing them to people," Mitch explains. "They're really cute."
"What the fuck? You never told me you had an album? I want to see."
"You were there."
"Well, I didn't even know there was a fucking wedding, let alone an album."
Which is a fair point.
"It was in Vegas."
"Vegas?"
"Awards night," Mitch adds helpfully.
That was 2 months ago. You didn't tell any of us."
"Right, and we were going to tell you tomorrow, but clearly Mo and Garth spilled the beans."
"So, were you guys drunk? What happened?"
James sounds distressed.
"No, we wanted to get married, so we did,"
Austin says simply.
"We kept it to ourselves for a bit. Or like, there were witnesses, and a few other people who knew, and, well..."
He trails off. "We've been together for a while," Mitch clarifies. "And we wanted to get married." James is quiet for a second, and then he lets out a sigh.
"Well, it's really fucking weird, but like, I'm happy for you guys and stuff."
Mitch is surprised at that. "You are?"
"Yeah, duh. Just secret wedding, you know? Big shock. But I mean, it's your life and you got married, and so I kind of gotta be happy for you, right?"
"Thanks, man."
"Oh shit, Mitchie, the pictures came through."
"Great, tell me they're not adorable." James concedes that they are. The day off, a few hours before. "I feel like the calder should be either first or last, you know?"
"Not last," Austin says automatically. "And you know that's not how they order it. It's fine where it is."
Another award is presented, and they clap politely.
"How long until yours?"
"We don't know that it's mine, and I don't know. Look at the program yourself."
Mitch grabs a program from Austin's hand, and it's a little damp, because Austin's hand gets sweaty when he's nervous.
"Sorry, that's gross."
Mitch only shrugs. "I've seen grosser." He reaches out and squeezes Austin's hand, and for the zillionth time that night, wishes he could kiss him. Mitch feels Austin calm down, though, which is good. A few awards later, and it's time for the calder, and... Mitch hugs Austin, and it's over fast enough, but Mitch really doesn't want to let go. But he does, because it's not about him, it's about his boyfriend. Or fiancé. or, soon enough, his husband. Plus, Austin has parents to hug, and Mitch kind of wants to hug them too, but that'd probably be weird. They're probably the only other people who get what Mitch is feeling, though, and they exchange proud looks as Austin makes his way to the stage. Austin's on stage, and he looks appropriately humble, and the speech he gives is rehearsed and delivered expertly, as always. Mitch doesn't know how he can stop himself from beaming with pride, but he figures he's allowed to. It's no secret to anyone that he thinks the world of Austin, at least. When he comes back, he sits next to Mitch, and he's still shaking a bit, but Mitch intertwines their fingers and says, "I knew it was yours." Two months, 1 week, 1 day after. They tell Naz and Bozy, with Zach and JVR there for emotional support.
"Since when are you two even dating?"
Bozy asks, but he doesn't sound angry or betrayed, just confused.
"Since for fucking ever, man," Mitch says. "Like, we didn't tell anyone, but it's been a while."
Did you think it wouldn't be okay?" Naz says. "Like, it's fine. We wouldn't, like..."
"It was more that it's our business," Austin says. "And it wasn't really a good way to tell you."
"What do you mean? We'd ask if you guys were single all the time, but you didn't seem interested, so we stopped," Naz says. "It would have been a whole big thing, no matter when we told you. We figured you'd, like, catch us eventually, but you never did."
"I went an entire season being sexed and didn't notice," Himes offers. "They're sneaky."
"You guys just didn't tell us at all, though. You kept it, like, a monumentally huge secret."
"Yeah, we're not keeping it anymore. And there's nothing else, all right? We're still us, just, you know, gay and married to each other."
"You're even wearing a ring," Naz says, looking at Austin's hand. "Shit, you guys are, like, married-married."
"Where's yours, Mitchie?"
Bozy asks. Mitch yanks the necklace out of his shirt to show it, but he pulls a little too hard and the chain snaps.
"Oh, shit," he says.
It's not actually a big deal. He's fidgety, he breaks it all the time, but he usually just stuffs it in his pocket, and he doesn't want to do that with his wedding ring. Which,
wait, oh yeah.
Mitch wears the ring on his finger plenty, just prefers it on the necklace, because then he doesn't have to take it off and on depending on who he's with. He could just, like, switch hands or whatever. But then he risks dropping it, and he'd just much rather have it in one spot at all times. And he kind of likes having it close to his heart, but the only person who knows that is Davo. Mitch thinks he'll tell Austin about that at some point, but he's saving it for, like, their wedding anniversary or something. So he slides it onto his left hand and takes a second to look at it. Austin rests his hand on top of Mitch's, gently moving his finger over the ring, and they're both kind of staring. Mitch turns to face Austin, was giving him a shy smile, which might be the cutest thing Mitch has ever seen.
"Jesus," Naz says, and they snap out of it.
"Dude, you haven't even seen their wedding photos. They're gross," James says.
"Come here," he says, and he pulled out his phone to show Naz. Figuring it's okay to, like, touch his husband now, Mitch grabs Austin's hand properly.
"I like the way it looks on you,"
Austin says in a low murmur.
"Yeah,"
Mitch says, and he kind of can't wait until they can just start wearing them all the time.
"No Elvis impersonator,"
Bozy says, looking up from Zach's phone.
"I'm disappointed."
"I have standards,"
Austin says, and everyone laughs. Mitch thinks the team will adjust. Eight months, 3 weeks, 3 days. Before. Mitch is tired as he walks into training camp, but Austin Matthews is finally there, so everyone's buzzing. He's excited to see him, even though he doesn't know if they'll get a chance to play together. Mitch could get sent back to London, and there's technically a chance Austin doesn't make the roster either. Mitch thinks Austin's probably gonna make it. He's fucking brilliant on the ice. In person, Matthews is devastatingly cute, and everyone's walking up and shaking his hand. And Mitch has already met the guy, so he just gives him a friendly smile. They don't talk before they go out onto the ice, but Austin does make eye contact with Mitch quite a few times, which means that Austin might be kind of staring at Mitch. After Austin breaks a pane of glass off of Mitch's pass, Mitch decides that they're gonna make some magic together this season.
"Nice pass,"
Austin says to Mitch.
"Too bad my shot was shit."
"Shattered glass made it kind of worth it, though,"
Austin shrugs.
Hey, did you... I got a ride here this morning. Would you mind?
Oh yeah, I drove. I've got your back, man. Don't worry.
Mitch drives Austin home that afternoon, and then they hang out. And then Mitch stays for dinner with Austin's dad. And when it's time for Mitch to leave, Austin walks him to his car.
This was fun?
Austin says awkwardly.
I mean, not that...
Nah, dude, it's cool.
Mitch says, smiling through the butterflies in his stomach.
Thanks for having me. I had a good time, too.
It sounds like the end of a date. It feels like the end of a date. It shouldn't, because Mitch doesn't even know if Austin's into guys. And Mitch is pretty sure most first dates don't start with hockey practice, but...
We should hang out again,
Austin says, and then immediately blushes, but Mitch nods, and his face is probably a bit red too.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
We can go out for dinner. Austin smiles at that. And yeah, it's a date now.
Two months, 3 weeks, 6 days after. They're out at a bar, even though they have to be up tomorrow, but everyone's taking it easy. They're there to hang out and celebrate Austin's birthday, not to get trashed, and it's low-key and nice. They have enough privacy that Mitch and Austin are wearing their rings, and their teammates are buzzing excitedly about the upcoming season, and they're all trying not to think it, but this could be their year, and they're at the start of it. It's nice.
So, like, Freddy asks, who proposed?
Austin raises his hand.
It was so fucking romantic, dude, Mitch says, because he spent the summer not telling people about this. He flew to Paris.
I didn't fly to Paris to propose, Austin corrects. I flew to Paris because it was your birthday and I had nothing better to do.
You were at Worlds, Freddy asked.
I was trying to keep a low profile. But yeah, Mitch left, and I was taking some time off anyway, so I figured, I don't know, I might as well surprise him.
All right, so you flew to Paris, Freddy says. So I get off the ice after we win our first game, and like, I knew he was gonna call, so I check my phone, and it's a text that's like, hey, weird, but I'm at your hotel, and I'm kind of like, what the fuck?
No, what he said was, what the fuck, loser, you are not in Paris, wait. Are you actually, dude? You are a fucking tool, dude.
Why do you remember that? Freddy asks.
It's my wallpaper,
Austin says, smiling.
Right, so he's a nerd. Anyway, so I get to the hotel and I see him and...
Maybe don't tell him what happened right after that,
Austin says and takes a sip of his beer.
Ew, Freddy says. We just cuddled for like 10 hours.
Mitch says, which isn't the truth at all, and everyone knows it. Freddy crinkles his nose.
That's not worse, but it's not any better.
Well, whatever. Point is, we're an incredible couple. So, like, after that, we go for a walk at, like, 3 a.m., which is super against the rules, but whatever.
Probably dangerous.
But we did it anyway, right? So we're walking in Paris after midnight, super dark, streets are quiet... And we were talking about things, and he just, like, asked.
Just got down on one knee in the middle of the street? Freddy asks.
I mean, not on one knee, Mitch says.
It was more.
Austin starts, and then he stops again.
It was really sweet, though, man. And then we got married, and now we're husbands, Mitch says proudly.
One month, 2 weeks, 2 days before.
I think you're it for me,
Austin says, completely serious.
I'm what?
Mitch asks. They're holding hands, which they never get to do, but it's the most deserted place Mitch has ever seen, so he figures they're safe.
Like, I don't know. Mitch...
Austin starts and then stops.
What are you saying? Mitch asks, feeling nervous.
I love you. And like, I don't know, it's weird.
Thanks, Mitch says, a bit sarcastic but not hurt.
I mean, I love you. Like, I could have lasted without you for a few weeks, but, like, we're, like, for real.
We are. We live together.
And it's like, do you ever have really scary thoughts, but you're not actually scared?
Mitch says, confused.
Like, about us. Like, I was thinking about, the future and stuff, and there's only two ways this can go, right?
You don't have to think about it that way. Don't worry.
No, but, I wanted to think about it. I'm like, there was a lot of stuff I expected this year, but, falling in love wasn't a part of that, and it just, I don't know, it's not fate or whatever, and no one belongs with just one person, but, if there were soulmates.
They stop walking, and Austin turns to look at Mitch.
There would be no doubt in my mind that it was you.
Oh, Mitch says, and he doesn't know how to respond.
God, is what he manages. I'm sorry, this is a lot.
Austin says, and he looks embarrassed, which isn't what Mitch wants.
No, it's not. I don't know if I believe in that destiny stuff either, but I don't know,
He furrows his brow, searching for the right words.
I can't not believe in that stuff, because... He gestures to Austin. We're so lucky.
Mitch, God.
Austin says, and he looks right into Mitch's eyes, and Mitch gets a little lost in Austin's.
I think I want to marry you someday,
he confesses, and after a second...
Are you asking me right now?
Mitch says, and He's shaking. They're so young. They haven't even been dating that long. And it's dumb and impulsive and too romantic, but...
But it's Austin. I don't know. There's a lot we need to do, but, if we had come out to absolutely everyone and we had time to plan an entire wedding, then, yeah, I'd be asking you.
I'd say yes. Mitch says, his voice shaky and hoarse.
Austin smiles at him, and Mitch smiles back, a little surprised at both of them.
I wish I could.
Well, why can't you?
You know we can't. We'd have to tell everyone, for once, and then deal with their shit, and everyone would say we're, too young, and I get it, why do you think that, but
they're wrong.
Yeah.
If you want to marry me, we can.
How?
You don't need, a big thing. We just need a few people and, a courthouse or a quickie chapel or something. And we can just do it.
Like what? Just elope?
We're not running away or anything. We're going to be in Vegas in, a month and a half. Dude, we could be married in a month and a half.
That's the most ridiculous idea you've ever had.
But, it's also kind of perfect, right?
But, dude, this stuff takes time to plan.
All we need is someone to do the ceremony and some rings. That's it. It would be too soon if we were planning a wedding, but we don't need to plan a wedding, and I'm, ready to be married to you right now,
Mitch says, and it feels like the truest thing he's ever said. Three months, 1 week after.
Happy anniversary, babe, Mitch says, walking into the kitchen where Austin's making coffee.
Happy anniversary to you too,
he says, handing Mitch a mug. And it's not the best thing about being married to Austin by a long shot, but the fact that he makes good coffee is a pretty big perk.
Do we even celebrate this anniversary? Or just a wedding anniversary?
Austin shrugs.
I don't know. Any chance to have, special occasion sex seems like a good thing to recognize.
You only love me for my body, Mitch deadpans.
Nah, you also drive me places.
Remember when you were super romantic and asked me to marry you? Where did that go?
Mitch says, but he's just teasing.
Don't worry, I got you the best gift ever, I promise. Super sappy. $5 says you'll cry.
$5 says you'll suck my dick.
Good odds, Austin smirks. Excited for tonight?
Yeah. Wait, you mean the nice dinner or the anniversary sex?
I meant dinner. Also, we're having sex before tonight.
When? We have shit to do all day.
What are you doing right now?
We have to leave in like 20 minutes.
I'll be fast,
Austin says, stepping closer to Mitch and running his fingers through Mitch's belt loops, pulling Mitch toward him.
But then we have to go all the way to the bedroom and take off our clothes. Mitch starts, unsure of why he's protesting, because he's not actually gonna say no.
How about I fuck you right here on the counter?
Austin says into his ear, and Mitch flushes at the sound.
Oh my god.
I'll take that as a yes,
Austin says, and leans in to kiss him. One day after.
Hey mom, Mitch says. Something happened. I mean, I'm not in any danger, but I have big news.
What is it, sweetheart?
Are you sitting down? Because you might want to.
Don't be so dramatic.
Austin and I got married.
There's silence on the other end for a few awful seconds.
When?
Mitch really wishes he were there to give her a hug or something.
Last night? You're the first person to know, besides the witnesses.
Were you drunk? Was it one of...
No, we wanted to. We planned it, sorta.
How long were you two engaged?
A few weeks. It wasn't... I'm not sorry I did it, but I'm sorry you couldn't be there.
I would have flown down, Mitch.
But, like, we wanted it to be just us, you know?
He hopes she gets it, because the last thing he wants to do is break his mother's heart. Mitch hears her take in a shaky breath, but it seems to have been the right thing to say, because when she speaks it sounds calmer.
I wouldn't say I understand, but I do accept that as a reason.
We're gonna have a big party at some point, and it can be anything you want. We can have an actual wedding with cake and a dance floor and all that stuff.
She laughs at that, and it's hesitant but genuine nonetheless.
That's very sweet of you, Mitch. I'd much rather just have you two over for dinner soon, though.
As soon as we're back home. I'm married, Mom. I have a husband. I really love him.
Sweetheart,
she says again, this time sounding more fond than anything else.
As much as I can be, I'm happy for you.
That hurts.
As much as you can?
Well, I wasn't expecting this. I love you more than anything in the world, but this is big news.
But you're not...
Mitch searches for the right word.
This doesn't change things, right?
She laughs.
Of course it changes things. But you're still my son, Mitch, no matter what.
I love you, Mom. He says, and he's crying, but whatever. He kind of expected to.
I love you, too. I'd ask if you two are happy, but seeing as you've been married less than 24 hours... I would guess you don't have much to report.
I think it's gonna be good. It's kind of backwards the way we did it, but like, I don't know. I just wanted to be married to him.
Keep me in the loop next time, okay? I know it's your marriage, but it's our family, and Austin's part of that now.
I know.
Are there pictures?
She asks, and Mitch smiles.
Yeah, one of the witnesses took a few. I'll send them to you.
Three months, 3 weeks after.
So, Mitch, how was your summer?
The reporter asks, and Mitch laughs.
It was good, yeah. A lot happened, but I'm excited to be back out there and play with these guys. We know you went to your first world championship and you celebrated the birthday. What did you do for the rest of it?
Mitch feels the ring on his chest.
Just came back to Toronto and focused on training and, you know, spending time with family and, yeah, preparing for the season.
Reports say that you moved in with your teammate, Austin Matthews, at the very start of your off-season. Most guys have a roommate for the first season, but you and Austin both decided to stay with your parents. Why move in together instead of finding your own place? Mitch sees Mo trying to stifle his laughter.
Well, you know, we talked about it, and it seemed like a good idea for us.
No roommate difficulties, then?
Mitch smiles a bit.
Well, he still doesn't love my music, but other than that, yeah, it's good.
The reporters move on to actual hockey-related questions after that, which Mitch feels easily, and then they clear out, and Mitch goes to find Austin across the locker room.
So, media asked why I moved in with you.
Austin nods.
They asked me about the ring.
They... what?
I'm wearing it on my right hand, don't worry. I just told them it was, like, a good luck charm.
Well, it is. You have to be pretty lucky to have me as a husband.
Austin laughs.
You're not wrong.
Eight months, 2 weeks before.
Are we dating?
Mitch asks, because he's, like, pretty sure, but it's something they should discuss.
What?
Austin says, a little startled.
I mean, like, what?
I mean, I don't know. You've, like, kind of been on dates?
Mitch worries that he read this whole thing incorrectly.
No, I mean, you're not wrong.
Austin says, and he blushes a bit.
All right, well, I kind of want to date you, like, for real, so...
Oh. Then yeah, let's.
He's smiling a bit dopily at Mitch, and Mitch is doing the same at him.
I'm gonna kiss you now, Mitch says, and he does, and it's weird, for like, half a second.
But then it stops being weird and starts to feel like one of the best choices Mitch has ever made. Austin hums against his lips, and yeah, this was a really great idea.
Dude, Mitch says, breaking away. You're really fucking good at this.
Nah, it's all you. You have a really nice mouth.
Mitch flushes at that.
Well, you have a really nice, like, I don't know, everything.
Yeah,
Austin says, and his eyes are shiny and warm and beautiful. Mitch kisses him again, and this time they don't break away for a while. The day off. Mitch can feel Connor behind them taking pictures, but he's barely registering it, because he's standing shoulder to shoulder with Austin, and then they're standing face to face, and they're holding hands, and exchanging rings, and...
I now pronounce you partners for life, the officiant says. You may now kiss your husband.
My husband, Mitch thinks, and it's fucking terrifying, but also pretty incredible, and he leans in to kiss Austin.
I'm so excited for this,
Austin says quietly, and Mitch feels the same.
You've just finished listening to We've Got This Figured Out by Lotz. Thank you, Lotz, for giving blanket permission to Podfic. If you enjoyed this story, please leave some feedback for the author on AO3. They're spelled with two T's. If you'd like to leave me some feedback for my performance, please also find me on AO3 as Momo Pods. The music used in this podfic is For Him by Troy Sivan. This podfic was recorded in May 2019 as a gift for Nox Noctis Anima during the Hockey RPF Multi-Fan Works Exchange 2019. Thanks to AnnaPods for organizing this exchange. This podfic will also be used for the podfic bingo squares, lower pitch effect, and incorporate music. And now for some reader free talk.
Whew! So, my second Leaps podfic! Who'd have thunk I'd even have one, let alone two, to contribute? But my gift recipient said they're into Austin/Mitch, and I do want to give them something they'll really enjoy, even if they have backup ships I could go for. Unfortunately, only after recording this, I realized that this is about them during their rookie year and the summer after, so I hope that these characters weren't too young for you, Nox. I did check, and they were both 19 when they started actually playing for the Leafs, so it should be fine. I picked the story because you said you enjoy found families, first time, and happy endings, and I feel like this story had all three. The boys getting together in the flashbacks, the feelings of Mitch regarding choosing your family, and also the entire team interaction and support they gained during the story was really cute, and I think that pretty much hits the theme of found family. And I've said it in the other Leafs podfic that I put out a while ago. I don't much have a concept of who these players are. Like, I know what a bunch of them look like, but I don't know them well as people. And so I hope that the character voices that I picked work. I mainly went off of the vibe I got from them in the story. So therefore, Austin sounds a bit calm and low-pitched, and Mitch a bit higher-pitched and excitable, just because that's how the characters read to me, especially in this story. I did enjoy, though, the entire fic. I'm not normally into established relationships, but this story had so many fun conversations and bits that I ended up really liking it. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't have recorded it, to be honest. Like, even if I want to give my exchange partner, like my gift recipient, something that they will enjoy, I also have to enjoy recording it and editing it and putting it out there and wanting to promote it and so on. Like, I'm never going to record something that I don't want to record or that I don't personally enjoy. The music was an easy pick because there's a fan mix attached to the story and I got very lucky there. Out of all the songs in the mix, this one reminded me the most of the story and their entire relationship dynamic, so that's why I picked it. The cover art is admittedly not my best work, but I wanted something that said happy couple and also Vegas, and having them both grinning in front of the Bellagio was the best I could come up with. The perspective and proportions are all wrong, and the lighting is all wrong. But it's the symbolism and the thought that counts, I guess. So yeah, I honestly hope you enjoyed my recording of the story, Knox, and I hope everyone else listening to it also enjoyed it. Please don't forget to leave me some feedback to let me know whether you did enjoy it or whether you didn't, and if you didn't, why you didn't. And so I'll hope to be talking to you next time. Bye!